Will the Federal Reserve, the Fed rate, continue to drop so that SORA will drop and mortgage rate will drop? So I went to take a look at the rates today lah. I feel that the rates today is a little bit low already because 3 months SORA is already 1.33, 1 month SORA is already 1.23, and then most of the bank is plus 0.3 something or plus 0.5 something, depends on whether is it new launch or whether is it resale, then also depends on the loan amount and all these things. So I was like, hey, this interest is already very low. Okay, interest I see in two sides of the coin. Because one side is people can borrow, one side is people borrow, the interest rate is lower. Another side is people can borrow more money. Okay, I don't know if you all know about this, but when interest rate drop, right, the bank also will drop the way they calculate the loan amount. So the cutoff will also drop. So it means that when interest rate drop, there's a high possibility that people can also borrow more money next year. Or people already start borrowing more money now. So this thing will also like push the market. So next year I see a push and pull effect. There will be this part that is trying to cool the market down. There will be this part that will have a lot of supply in the new law. Okay, so I have always been saying this. I don't know if you follow up with me long enough or not, but I always tell people this thing. Having BTOs, having sales of balance flat, having a new launch private property in the market, right, is a very, very big cooling measure. Because a lot of this demand is being sucked away from the resale market. So when people go and buy all these new flats, right, they buy direct from HDB, they buy direct from the developers, they don't come and buy in the resale market. So in the resale market, a lot of times when you buy somebody's house, that person will take the money that he take back to go and buy another house.